City Council Member. The City Council is the legislative or lawmaking branch of New York City's government. The City Council is responsible for passing local laws, making decisions about land use, investigating and overseeing city agencies, and approving the city's budget. Each council member represents one of the 51 New York City Council districts. Council members receive an annual base salary of $112,500. Council leaders and chairs of committees receive additional pay. Council members may hold other jobs in addition to their council seats. City Council District 12, Democratic Primary. Lenford Eady, Pamela A. Johnson, Andy L. King, Adeyemi Lacrown Olorontoba, Toba.
Pamela A. Johnson, party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
Eastchester Heights Community Center, Executive Director. Urban Neighborhood Education Tech for You, 501c3, Founder, Executive Director. Scholarship, Scholarship Lady.
Previous occupations.
Trigen Energy IT Support, Weston United, Director, MIS Weil, Gottschall & Manges, Law, Accounting, Pace University Law School, Admission.
Education.
Pace University, BS.
Organizational Affiliations.
Pilgrim Church, Deacon, DYCD Neighborhood Advisory, BD, Chair, Community BD 12, Education Committee, School Board, District Leadership Team, NAACP Williamsbridge Education Chair, National Council for Negro Women Education Co-Chair, League of Women Voters, 22nd Street Block Association.
Prior public experience.
Elected Citywide Council on HS, Renaissance HS, PA SLT, Title I, Freeman HS Learning Leader.
1. What is the most important issue in Council District 12 you would address if elected?
Education. Increase student achievement, reduce class size, C4E monies, and fund after-school programs. Public safety. Decrease in crime, gun, and domestic violence. Increase police patrols in our neighborhood. NYCHA needs repairs and cameras.
2. What other important issues would you address if elected?
Faith-based initiatives, affordable housing, workforce programs, equality for women, senior youth services and economic development. Restore MTA bus service, number 26, number 28, number 38, for Co-op City and number 41.
3. What makes you the best candidate for this office?
Haven't you had enough of the corruption? I am not a career politician or under investigation. As a deacon in Pilgrim Church, I'm a servant to God and the community. Born and raised in a NYCHA development, I will fight for my district. I am the only candidate on the community board and school board that is already working for you. Being a woman candidate running for the District 12 council seat, I bring a fresh new perspective and season of opportunities that is needed and has long been awaited. I live and work in the district. As an employer, I have been committed to only hiring residents in District 12 who are veterans, disabled, second chance adults, seniors, and youth. As councilwoman, I will continue to keep fighting hard to support working families, education, parents, youth, seniors, and immigrants get the city services they need. Daughter of a Teamster, wife of a TWU member, I will not sell out my constituents to the highest bidder. Vote your choice for a new voice.
Participating in the campaign finance program.
Andy L. King, party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
New York City Council Member, 12th District.
Previous occupation.
Community organizer.
Education.
Evander Childs High School, BA in Communications from William Patterson University.
Organizational affiliations.
1199 SEIU member. Former member DC 37 Local 371. Working Families Party. African American Caucus of SEIU. NAACP member Williamsbridge Chapter. 47th Precinct Clergy Coalition.
Prior public experience.
Incumbent New York City Council member. Member of NYPD 47th Community Council. Volunteer Director of the Bronx YEP. Program Director, Special Olympics, New York. Former President of Parent Advisory Committee of Crawford Daycare Center. Founding Member of the Bronx Youth Uptown Developers Coalition.
1. What is the most important issue in Council District 12 you would address if elected?
Youth and Education Services.
2. What other important issues would you address if elected?
Advocating for senior services, access to affordable health care and housing, the public safety of our neighborhoods, small business development, and living wage jobs.
3. What makes you the best candidate for this office?
Within 6 months of taking office, I have co-sponsored the Community Safety Act, added $300,000 to the NAACP's Williamsbridge Early Childhood Center, and allocated over $800,000 in funding to programs which provide nutritional assistance to residents of the community. I have also held a number of informational workshops to save residents' homes, i.e., home foreclosures and tax lien workshops. In addition, I have held a number of neighborhood forums to keep our community informed and engaged, i.e., Small Business Forum, NYPD Community Relations Workshop, and Youth Empowerment Forums. My office has also assisted over 300 community residents with their citizenship paperwork. I have also worked with a number of city agencies to maintain senior services, affordable housing, and traffic and public safety concerns. Finally, my commitment to the community that educated and raised me will always be the motivating factor in staying true to the service required in representing the residents of the 12th District of the Bronx.
Participating in the campaign finance program.
Adeyemi Lecrown Olorontoba, Toba. Party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
Field representative, Census Bureau.
Previous occupations.
Tax examiner, IRS. Police officer, NYPD. Accounting and finance journeyman, USAF.
Education.
MSA, Health Services. BSc, Gen Bio, Central Michigan University.
Organizational affiliations.
American Legion of Co-op City, post 1871. NAACP, Co-op City Branch, Neighborhood Advisory Board, District 12, Chairman, Parks and Recreation, Community Board 12, CERT Team, Board 12, Vice Chairman, African Advisory Council to the Bronx BP, Vice President, Rotary Club, Bronx, National Council of Negro Women, NCNW, Clergy Coalition of the 47th Precinct, the Redeemed Christian Church of God.
Prior public experience.
Volunteer.
1. What is the most important issue in Council District 12 you would address if elected?
The issue of transparency that characterizes good governance and true leadership comes to mind right away. However, my focus and energy will be geared towards socioeconomic community development. The needs of the people are constantly changing. My number one priority will be to engage the community in the area of empowerment.
2. What other important issues would you address if elected?
Public safety will be addressed and education. The bedrock of our future will be overhauled to meet the challenge of our time. Lack of engagement, participation will be restored. Our seniors will be protected. Our youths will be revitalized to embrace a promising future. Low-cost housing, rather than affordable housing, will champion our conversation.
3. What makes you the best candidate for this office?
My military and law enforcement background makes me a strong advocate of strategy. My rich cultural background epitomizes my moral value. My community involvement attributable to my scholastic achievement and professional experience speaks volume. As a sculptor among wise men, while the wise men will preserve a piece of marble handed over to them, I will turn the same piece of marble into a masterpiece.
Participating in the campaign finance program.